Prince Carnival of Scatterbeck, Mr. MacLeod's Muse. Have you heard the news? The prince himself came to Ireland, donning a bright orange Speedo as he swam in the sea. Sadly, the Speedo then went missing. If found, please contact me. I've sworn up and down to the prince and his crown, I'll search tirelessly until that Speedo is found. But for now, dear friends, I must politely urge, cast aside your worries, come along and submerge in the wondrous waters of MacLeod MacMuse!
What is a song?
Where do songs come from? What is the life of a song?
How much can a song morph and change before it becomes something else entirely?
What is the essence of one song?
This is one song. This is one song.
MacLeod's Muse, the prince himself. Welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
We are here to talk about a song that you made called I'm Going to the Store to Get Some Vegetables. And before we get into that song, I thought maybe I could give a bit of context and tell people how you and I first met.
Okay.
We first met in my house, which is kind of a rare way to meet somebody.
Yeah.
But through a friend of a friend, you came to Ireland back in 2017, I think it was. And you came to stay with us when we were living out in Annadown. Mm. And you arrived and spent a day there. You brought some of your homemade ceramics with you, and you brought some music with you. And I realized when I met you that I actually knew your name already from a cassette tape released by another mutual friend of ours.
Okay.
Felicia Atkinson and her partner, who run this label Shelter Press. Mm-hmm. And they put out this tape of yours called The Well-Tuned Yan Yan?
Yeah.
Is that how you say
that? That's exactly right.
So when you came to visit, I realized I already had this tape of yours.
Okay.
Without ever knowing who this MacLeod's Muse really was.
Okay.
So you came there, and then you left me with a record. You left me with this record here, which is an album that you... It's under your moniker that you used for a while called Le Temps Mité.
Yeah.
Do you want to just tell us a little bit about
Le Temps Mité?
This album.
That album.
Yeah, or the project.
Well, the album, Le Temps Mité, I started making albums that were based on trips. The first one was about a trip along the west coast of the United States. The second one was about a voyage to Japan, and then this one is about returning to visit the United States after years of not living there anymore. So with the Le Temps Mité project and my current project, 23 years of project nonetheless of Le Temps Mité, each song is kind of based on an experience, and so it doesn't have any musical genre. Each song has its own music. Each story has it. I chose the genre of music to reflect the experience that was had.
Yeah, and when you first gave me this album, you told me this album has 50 songs on it.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, if I wanted to make a song in this genre, I just let myself do it.
Yeah.
So,
And I was immediately drawn to that because I like to make a lot of different styles of music, and I love all different styles of music. So when you left, I really dug into this album, and that's when I became a bona fide fan and follower of your work. And then I saw you play later that year. I happened to be in London while you were doing a performance, which kind of cemented my love for this project and the work that you've been doing.
Yeah.
So when I started this podcast project last year, I was looking at my record shelf one day thinking, who do I know that would be good to invite on this? So I was looking through and I saw this record.
Right.
And I thought, you know, because there's 50 songs on here.
Exactly, yeah.
Some of them are super short.
Yes.
Some of them are more expansive. And palette-wise as well, some might be just an instrument or two, while some others might be a full band playing things. Right. But the song that came to my mind to do, the idea of it cracked me up. And obviously, this isn't the song ultimately that we're going to talk about today. Right. But I wanted to share this with everybody anyway, because it's quite short.
Okay.
And just this, I want to just lead you through my process of getting to the other song.
Great, yeah.
So I'm going to put in the CD version in the boombox here because we don't have a turntable.
Okay.
But it's the same record here. And I'm going to play this little song real quick. CD read. This is old-fashioned technology here. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's called Danse Carré, Square Dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is a song in the midst of lots of other different songs of various different types.
Yeah.
Always brought me lots of joy when that one came on. But when I saw this on the shelf, I thought, what if we did a whole episode about that song? And the idea just cracked me up.
Yeah.
So then I went looking, because I didn't, you know, I'd been following your work, but you and I weren't in touch.
No.
And I didn't have your contact information.
Mm-hmm.
So I went looking for you on the internet.
Yeah.
And I had a bit of a hard time figuring out how to contact you.
Yeah, right.
And I ended up finally on a page where, like an online web shop where you were selling some of your CDs and things. And I realized then that you had some new projects that I hadn't been aware of. That I hadn't kept up with. One of which is, I'm going to the store to get some vegetables.
Right.
So I clicked on this little project here, and this is a miniature CD for those who might be watching this and see this cute little thing here. But I clicked on this and I looked at the track list, and every track is called I'm going to the store to get some vegetables.
Yeah.
And there's 21 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these little subtitles. I'm going to the store to get some vegetables, space. I'm going to the store to get some vegetables, electro. I'm going to the store to get some vegetables, grunge.
Yeah.
And I start listening to all these, and they're all variations on this one song idea.
Yeah.
And my mind was blown because I had just started this project, and I played you earlier my theme song which in my mind is the same sort of pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
You take one musical idea and you try it out in a variety of ways, in all different styles. So I felt, once I discovered this, I felt I had to get you on here to talk about this project. So here we are now. This is the first podcast as well that we're doing live. The other ones before this were done over the internet.
Right.
It's a very special occasion.
That's cool.
I don't know, will it be the first one to be released, but it's the first one we're recording, and that's the introduction to this piece. And with that, I would love if you could just tell us about this. Tell us where it came from, anything you want about this project.
Well, actually, my wife was going to start a band with somebody, hypothetically, and the singer of the band didn't know what to sing about. And I was just like, you know, you can sing, you know, we live in Belgium and I'm just, nobody really listens to the lyrics all the time. So you could sing about anything. You could even sing about going to the store to get some vegetables. And so it started kind of like that. And then as, then I was invited, I organized a little tour with Asuna, who runs the label Ao Tuao, that
they put out that mini CD. Right.
And so I started playing with this idea of playing live in different styles. I'm going to the store to get some vegetables. Mm-hmm. And it became a sort of, I mean, it's an exercise in style for sure. And so I started playing it, and then he's like, McLeod, I want to put out a CD of vegetable songs.
Okay.
So that's how I recorded this. I got home, and one of the songs is one of the live recordings from that tour in 2013. So it's not such a new project. So everything was recorded before this came out.
Uh-huh,
but
right.
That came out in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that kind of sums it up. I mean, it's sort of the similar thing that, I mean, this is sort of also exercise in styles and
the album.
The
here.
Album.
Passé, composé. How do you say it?
Passé, composé, futur conditionnel.
Yes, I can't pronounce French properly.
Past tense, conditional future, more or less.
Yes.
So I think that's about that for that.
Can I ask in like just boring technical questions? Because
yes.
I want to know what you're, how to picture. Maybe you don't want to destroy the illusion that might be in my mind, but when I picture how this music was made, I picture someone in a small room around an outdated computer. And I'd love to know just what your kind of setup was, what the conditions were that when you were recording
this
stuff.
It sounds like you've pretty much hit the nail on the head. Yes, I was using a computer from 2007. I have a small amplifier that is also a sound card.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was running into that amplifier. And I was, even the vocals. So it's not the best recording on earth, but, and then a couple of songs, I just opened up the computer and recorded with the microphone in the computer.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I'm a firm believer that you don't need fancy equipment to make good art.
No.
I've always believed that. And some of my favorite things are made by people with very primitive and not fancy equipment. Right. So I want to get into listening to some different versions of this song.
Yeah.
But maybe first we should... Can I offer you a sip of honey wine, of mead.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Out of these gorgeous clay vessels you've created.
Yeah, that would be a pleasure.
Lovely.
Thanks.
So, yeah, we're going to get started playing a few songs, but I have to ask you and to share with the people first. You've got a table full of instruments here.
Yeah.
Actually, no, first things first.
Yeah,
cheers.
No, thanks.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah. Sweet.
Oh,
sweet,
yeah.
Sweet mead.
Sweet. Nice.
So, yeah, you're a multifaceted artist making ceramics.
Yeah.
Doing different visual projects and building your own instruments,
mm-hmm.
as well as writing music. So show us some of these instruments you've got over here before we listen to a bit of music.
Okay. Well, let's start off with the most simple ones. These are shakers that are made with branches, bottle caps, and wire. So here we go. Okay. Then we have what I call the yan yan, which is the cassette tape. Because the first one I made, it just sounded like, which sounds like yan 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 to me. So, so these are this is just a board of wood with some strings on it and a little wah-wah.
Yep. Yeah, a homemade wah-wah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is copper, brass.
Can I give that a quick try? Do you mind?
Yeah, go for it.
Very satisfying. Beautiful.
Yeah. And then this is kind of a more, how do you say, mature yen yen. Some people, since then I've seen that thing, people call these things like kanjo.
I think that's kind of cool. Kanjo, yes.
Yeah. Like if I had known that before, I would have just said I'm making kanjos and not try to...
That's it. And you play it with the bow as well, right?
Yeah. Hopefully it hasn't gone too out of tune.
Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it just started with my father's a luthier, so that's pretty lucky. And I had an electric guitar of his.
Mm-hmm.
I was on tour and it got stolen out of the train I was on. I didn't have any money to buy a new guitar, but I had an art residency next to a practice space where people had a lot of leftover used strings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had access to tools. So I just started kind of making these crazy little simple instruments like that, just so I would have something to play. And it's kind of progressed with time. Now I can sort of tune the instruments, yep. And they're getting along a little better.
And you've been doing, like, you were in Galway before, years ago, doing a bit of a workshop as well, right?
Yeah.
People how to build instruments like this.
Yeah, I had a project called the Instant Instrument Workshop, where we would go around, gather materials, and then make instruments with those materials that we gathered.
Brilliant.
So that was a really interesting way to an interesting way to meet Ireland like that.
Yeah.
It was a super time with great folks. And then this is kind of the smallest yen yen. It's like, it's a little spice can that I got in Japan. It's kind of easier to move the instruments.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So, yeah. So I have a little collection and I make them when I need them. And then I don't make any for a while and then I come back to it.
Yeah. So, amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Okay. It's vegetable time.
Okay.
So I'm going to insert this mini CD into the boombox here. Did you have any preference of, I want to play maybe 3 or 4 of these at least, because they're quite short.
Yeah.
To give a bit of a sampling of how this idea can be interpreted in multiple different ways.
Right on.
Is there any in particular that come to your mind?
Well, maybe not first, but I definitely want to listen to the grunge one.
That was the one I wanted to start with.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I love this one in particular because there's... there's something that I call, maybe I heard this somewhere else, but I call it the Jarl.
Yeah,
which is it's a particular speech that was very popular in grunge music in the 90s, and it goes like this: Jarl,
yeah,
Jarl,
yeah.
And I think this song, this version of the song, has a perfect Jarl in it. So let's check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the grunge version. What about the
country version is pretty nice too.
Let's definitely get to the country version.
Yeah.
I like the lo-fi version a lot. So I guess taking inspiration from who's a good example of a lo-fi band? maybe we don't need an example, but
no.
Self-recorded music, like we were talking about with minimal primitive tools.
Right.
Maybe this is one of the ones that you recorded with just one laptop mic or something like that.
Right, I don't remember, so okay. Let's see what it is.
which number is this? It is number 12. Let's get over there.
Mm.
Aubergine over here in European land.
Yeah. I'd like to thank the illustrator Anne Bruni for her backing voice on that one.
Yes, absolutely. What about, I'm just looking at the other versions here, metal?
Mm.
The metal version?
It's pretty wicked, yeah.
Will we give that a quick listen?
Yeah.
Track 20. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we get to the country version?
Sure.
Now, this is special, I think, because... it perhaps harkens back to your roots of where you come from in the States, yeah? Mm-hmm.
The country?
Yeah.
And yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Cause... I mean, my grandmother was a really big country fan.
Uh-huh.
So I heard country there. And I was born in Arkansas.
Yeah. So you might hear this sort of speech, this sort of accent.
Yeah, yeah. So it's an homage to that in the context of going to the store to get some vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of absurd, but in a way, it's to me, the lyrics, I'm going to the store to get some vegetables, is just as valid as any other possible poetic lyricism. And it's really in touch with doing something that's, when you're in a city environment that I am. I mean, actually, I wish I could say, I'm going to my garden to get some vegetables.
Right. But
I don't have one. So that's how that started.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like we might be laughing listening to some of this stuff, but that doesn't mean I think it's a joke.
Mm.
There's something actually quite serious about the whole endeavor to me. A genuine pursuit within all of this.
Yeah.
So let me see.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all a little story about how they do things in the city.
Oh, really?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
One, two, three. Well, there ain't a thing at all in the refrigerator today. So there's only one thing for me to do right now. Gotta buckle down and go out. I'm gonna go to the store to get some vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
That one's sweet.
Yeah. Any others from here you want to sample? You want to have a quick look yourself?
Yeah, I would have to do that.
Do you need to top up on the meat at all?
Yeah, maybe that would be sweet.
All right.
I'm wondering if the SCA version number 6.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, let's do the reggae version.
The reggae version.
I always say I've never done reggae, and that's number 5.
That's number 5.
Yeah. Art school quartet. Yeah.
You need that reggae beat in that song.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have to say, I loved all the different styles, but I couldn't help but feel when I listened to this, there could have been more styles done.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I took it upon myself to try out a couple more styles.
Okay, great.
So I have a little magic bag here with a couple things in it.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, first of all, I thought I'd save you a trip to the store and give you a few vegetables.
Thanks a lot.
And then here I've got my own little version of I'm going to the store to get some vegetables.
This is amazing. Here, I'll just hold these for now.
Now, don't get too excited. There's just a couple versions. And I have to say that I recently, my whole recording setup died on me. So the conditions in which I recorded this were less than ideal.
Okay, kind of like mine.
Sure.
So we're on
maybe suitable.
But one thing is, too, is this format of CD only holds 21 minutes.
This format, the mini CD. Yeah. Yes.
So that was also a constraint. Yeah.
You kind of pushed it to the limits there, didn't you?
Yeah.
So the first genre that came to my mind that I really wanted to hear this piece done in was opera.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see what an opera version of I'm going to the store to get some vegetables might sound like.
Okay.
Kind of works, right?
Yeah.
And the next one is, the genre I was aiming for, in the phrase I had in my head was 80s power pop.
Okay.
But what came out is something more like, it sounds more to me like 80s sitcom, perhaps.
Okay.
But, you know, it's interesting. It's oftentimes what we might label the music. Someone else might come up with a completely different label for it. So I'll call this 80s sitcom. Whoops,
wait a minute.
Opera. Here we go. It's number 2. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
TV show.
Yep. So, before we wrap things up here, we were talking about maybe trying a new version of this piece.
Oh, yeah,
that we could play together.
Mm.
I just thought it might be appropriate to quickly address your attire. For those who might be watching and craving more information,
like, what is going
about
on?
This situation? And when we opened this whole conversation up, I said, "Welcome to MacLeod Zigmuse, the Prince himself."
Yeah.
And would you like to give us a bit of information about the Prince?
I think I can quickly say that I was elected the Prince Carnival of my city, Schaerbeek, which is in Belgium. 2 days before the lockdown. So they canceled the carnival, but I still got this amazing costume from my city. I didn't invent this thing at all.
So usually they would elect a prince, give them this costume, and that person would
lead the parade of the carnival
through
the
town.
Yeah. And so I've taken it upon myself to just let this costume live a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an absurd, surrealistic situation to be a prince that has no carnival. And because my next album that I'm working on is about my town of Schaerbeek, I just said, you know what? Why doesn't the prince just make the album? Why should mm-hmm. Little Mité make the album? And so it ended up changing my career, and I did a fusion of my Little Mité in a more R&B focused project that I had. Mm-hmm. And so those two kind of universes are together. They weren't so far to begin with, but I just merged that together. So that project's called Prince Zonder Carnaval, which means Prince Without Carnival. And so that's why I'm wearing this, because, you know, thanks to your invitation to come here on tour in Ireland, I was like, there's no way I'm going to Ireland without this costume.
It's a diplomatic
journey.
Mission.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Yep.
So I hope that explains it. If you need more information,
absolutely,
feel free to contact me.
if they can find you online.
If you can find me, good luck.
Well, I think that just about covers it. I feel like we should send people off with a fresh
new
take on I'm going to the store to get some vegetables.
That's good. I like contemporary versions. I wish I could play the carrot, but unfortunately... true.